Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, your host for this program and the founder of TalkingWithHeroes.com. For those of you listening for the first time, maybe wondering what this is all about, you can find out about our 9-plus-year history at Talking With Heroes, that's H-E-R-O-E-S, by the way, talkingwithheroes.com/about, and then you can read the new things that have been happening over the last, well, just weeks and months and almost a year on our news site, which is thankyouforyourservice.us. We also have a new audio and video channel where we're bringing everything together in one place. It's Ameristream Live. com/talkingwithheroes. And for those of you wondering, you know, maybe listening live right now and you hear it's a Monday and, you know, we have a Thursday night program, we do. We've been working with an alliance of military support groups now for almost a year, www.r4alliance.org. And it looks like the way it's going, the way this is spreading across the military family community, it's probably going to continue to the end of the year. But we've also been doing a new series of programs with soldiers based at Schofield Barracks with the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, or as they go by, the Bronco Brigade. And these programs may also continue now through the end of the year. We've had call-in programs, some from Schofield Barracks. Recently, we had a couple from Australia. And tonight, we have a call coming in from the Philippines. But if you've missed any of the previous programs with 3BCT 25th ID, we also have an article on our news site. It says, listen to 3BCT 25 ID soldiers, call in from Schofield Barracks, Australia, and more. And then you can see each of the programs, and then there's a link by each one that you can listen to 24/7, just audio. And a few weeks ago, we talked with Captain Andrew Garwitz. If you listen to that, you know, he's an 8-year Army veteran with tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he had told us a few weeks ago that he and some of his soldiers were heading to the Philippines. And so we're going to be talking here again with Captain Andrew Garwitz. He's also going to introduce on this program Specialist Abraham and Sergeant Foroswello, and also a Filipino colonel with the 7th Infantry Division, Colonel Galicia. So what I'd like to do now is welcome to the program Captain Garwitz. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be back here.
Thank you. And thank you again for your service to our country. For those who maybe didn't listen to you a couple weeks ago, if you don't mind, just kind of go back a little bit, tell us a little bit about yourself, about your time in the Army, what you'd like to share, and then what you're doing now.
Okay. Well, as you said, my name is Andrew Garwitz. I've been in the Army for 8 years now. I'm currently a commander stationed out of Schofield Barracks, Hawaii. Like you said, I've done a tour in Iraq, a tour in Afghanistan, and once I got to Hawaii, in command for about a year now. 25th Infantry Division deployed myself and one of my platoons over here to the Philippines. This was the very first Army-to-Army exchange between the U.S. Army and the Philippine Army, so it's a really neat exercise. We brought over one platoon, and they brought a platoon up here to a base called Fort McSaysay. And basically, our platoons are just giving classes to each other and training each other. Like I said, this is the first time that the U.S. Army has done this with the Philippine Army. There's been other larger scale exercises between our two countries, but this is the very first Army to Army. So it's really neat, and it's really something special to be a part of. We've been over here for about, I'm sorry?
Well, I was going to say, previously, it's been the Marines a lot over there, right? Previous years.
I, Yeah, I believe so. The Army has always had, or at least has had, a role to play recently. And I can't speak to the history of the exercises between the two countries too much.
Right.
But this is really the first time, like I said, it's just the Army. So it's a really neat experience, and something special to be a part of. And the hope is that this exercise will grow in the future. That maybe next year or the year after that, it might become a company and expand to maybe a battalion at some point in the future. Really neat to be, the first unit over here with them training. And we've been over here for about a week and a half now. It's really a two-week exercise. First week and a half have been mostly classes to each other. Basically just introducing how we do things, how they do things, and then how we would work together. A lot of rehearsals, a lot of just kind of figuring things out on the ground between our two platoons on how they would potentially operate, if in a real-world emergency. And this week we're getting ready to start our final exercise, which is a 2 to 3 day FTX with the two platoons, and then culminate with a platoon live fire at the end. A couple days ago, they took us on a tour of Corregidor, which was an incredible tour and just an amazing opportunity to learn about the rich history between our two countries. And I think it gave everyone a much deeper appreciation between of the relationship between our two countries and the importance of good military relations with them. So it kind of put everything in perspective as far as what we're doing over here and where we'd like to go in the future with everything.
Great. Well, I appreciate you sharing all that. Now, you have a couple other 3BCT soldiers with you, and then Colonel Galicia, I think. Would you want to start introducing them?
Sure. I'll start with Colonel Galicia. He is the what we call the G8 for this Philippine Army 7th Infantry Division. And what that means is really he is the training officer for the division. He's responsible for the training of the individuals. Now he kind of wears two hats. He's also the commandant of the division training school here at Fort McSisai. So I'll hand the phone off to him, and I'll let him speak about kind of what we're doing here and how things are going.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hello. You got them there?
Yes. Yes. Hello, Colonel. How you doing? Good to talk to you. We're live on the air now. If you don't mind, if you could share with people back here in America, but maybe some people in the Philippines would be listening too, a little bit about yourself and your service to your country.
Yes, I'm Colonel Galicia, the Assistant Chief of Staff for Education and Training. Actually, I'm the chief advisor in all matters of education and training, whether it is combined training and local training here in 7th Infantry Division. And I've been also the commandant of the division training school, training for the candidate soldiers and the special training for our troops here in the Philippines. And this is our first joint exercise with the small unit exercise with the U.S. Army under supervision with the joint United States Advisory Group under the Pacific Command. And it's great to have a small training exercise because it could further strengthen the exercise and the next level exercise we're planning to.
Okay. And yes, thank you. Talk a little bit about how that working together like you're doing with the U.S. Army, how that helps you and your soldiers, and maybe how you're learning from each other, too.
Yeah, this is a good training introductions and integrations of both doctrine of the U.S. Army and the Philippine Army as well. And, you know, and we have a lot also of learning on some conventional ways in case of emergencies, because we've been doing a lot of internal security operations here, and I think we have to improve some of our concepts on approach on the future contingencies.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's good. What kind of message would you like to send out to the American people?
Sir, we're trying to further enhance our training for humanitarian assistance, community service, and all as well as for us to be, the great challenge to be in the future. So that's why we're trying to make sure that in a small way, we started in a Philippine exercise, and we could be able to improve further on the company exercise later. And eventually, our annual exercise, it's the biggest exercise, the Balikatan exercise, we could further enhance both the training of two countries here in Pacific. So it would be very important that this training exercise could be done from a small group to a large one, so that we could be able to further enhance more on the training in the future, especially in the Pacific Command.
Sounds great. Well, if I could reach through the phone and shake your hand, I would do that, but thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Yes, here's Captain Barry.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Hey, Bob, unless you have any further questions for Colonel Galicia, I'll go ahead and hand it off to my first soldier.
Okay, thank you.
Sergeant Forrest Willow is he's a team leader in our platoon that's over here. And actually, both of these soldiers, I didn't plan this, ironically enough, but both of these soldiers were born in the Philippines, so they understand this culture a lot better than I do. I think one of the neat things about coming over here is we brought so many soldiers who have a background from over here, and it's kind of neat to share that with them. But I'll hand it off to Sergeant Forrest Willow and let him tell you a little bit about himself.
That's great. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. It's good to know.
Hey, sir. How's it going?
Yes. Hello, Sergeant First Swallow. How you doing? Yes. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm Bob Calvert. I'm the host of TalkingWithHeroes.com. And thank you for your service to our country, first. And if you don't mind, if you could start out, just share a little bit about yourself, maybe how long you've served in the military. Captain Garrett says you're a team platoon leader. Just share a little bit about yourself, but also I think it's great that you're from the Philippines, so you're back there. So just talk a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. I'm Sergeant Joseph Porzuelo. I was actually born here in the Philippines. I'm the third oldest of five. I have three brothers and one sister. And I have a girlfriend named Vanessa, who I'm sure is listening in on this interview right now, and back in Hawaii. Like I said, I was born here in the Philippines, and I left for Hawaii when I was real young, about 8 to 9 years old. And I enlisted in the military back in 2010, and the reason for it was I was sort of mentored into it by my Army instructors back in high school when I was in JROTC, Master Sergeant Sagusio and Lieutenant Morikawa, both 20-year veterans, were kind of my mentors who, you know, shared their experiences with me and how they enjoyed the military and what it done for them and the places they've traveled, and it just kind of intrigued me, and you know, and here I am now in the Philippines training with the Filipino Army. My first duty station actually was in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I was with the 101st. I was with 4th Brigade Combat Team, 2nd Battalion, White Curries. In 2014, I deployed with Fox Company in Paktika Province, eastern Afghanistan. And, there we spent 9 months. And then during my time there, you know, I was actually had the opportunity to reenlist and go back home to Hawaii and be closer with the family. And now I'm a team leader in Bravo Company, 2nd Platoon, 2nd Squad, or Alpha Team. So, yeah, and, really enjoying it here in the Philippines, given this great opportunity to kind of, you know, come back to my home country and work with my fellow Filipinos. It's an amazing feeling.
That must be a really neat experience. Have you gotten to, I don't know if you would have time to do this, but have you gotten to meet any family back there or friends while you're there?
No families, but I did make a lot of friends with these Filipinos here. They're really welcoming and very, very, very nice. So it's a great feeling here.
Okay. Share from your perspective about the... you know, your soldiers and their soldiers working together and training together.
You know what? It's a great thing to see, because you know I remember being deployed and the closeness you get with your buddies. You know, I remember my friends like Sergeant Cody Ritchie, Sergeant Aaron DeCino, Specialist Jesse Enriquez, just some of the guys I've deployed with, you know, great guys. But it's the same feeling here, you know, the brotherhood, the closeness is there, and we mingle, we talk, we laugh, but when it's time to train, we really do mesh together very, very well. Even with the language barrier, you know, but these guys are really enjoying themselves, and us working together is flawless, basically. It's the only way I can explain it.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you sharing all this with us. And do you have anything else you'd like to say to people back here in America?
Keep supporting the troops, you know. That's basically it. I mean, it's the Army is really an amazing organization. When we're able to come to another country and help the military out and further their capabilities as far as ensuring peace around the world, you know, it's a great, great thing to support. And it's these things that people should know about what the U.S. Army, what our military basically is doing around the world to help other countries.
Well, thank you for sharing it. Before you go, would you like to give a shout-out to family and friends, wherever they're at?
Yeah, sure. Well, to my girlfriend, like I said, who is listening in on right now, and her parents, I know, her mom, her sister and her little brother, who is back in Canada. I'd just like to say hi. I miss y'all. Thank you for listening in. And to my brothers and my sister, if you guys are listening, hi. I'm here in the Philippines. And to my parents as well.
Great. Well, thank you again for your service to our country, sir. Appreciate it very much, you taking the time to be on the program with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bob, this is Andy Garris again. I'll go ahead and introduce my next soldier. He got by the name of Specialist Abraham. He's a rifleman here in our 2nd Platoon, another outstanding soldier, and I'll hand the phone off to him now.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Specialist Abraham. How are you doing? Good. Well, I want to thank you for your service to our country. Appreciate you taking the time to be on the air today with us. If you could also start out, share a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how long you've served.
Hey, sir, this is Captain Andrew Garwitz again. We had a small technical difficulty here. We're calling in again on the cell phone.
Oh, yeah, one of them dropped off, yeah.
Yeah, so it's pulling up right now. Just give it 1 second here.
Okay, I'm seeing you coming. Hang on. Okay, you're back.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep, you're back.
Okay. All right, we're back. So I hand the phone back off to Specialist Abraham there.
Okay, great.
Okay, hello?
Yes, Specialist Abraham. That was good. It's not always that you can solve a technical difficulty like that so quickly. So, well, if you don't mind, if you don't mind, just kind of start out, share a little bit about yourself, how long you served, and you know where you're from.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. So I'm 21 years old. I was born in La Hague City, which is 4 hours away from here in Fort McSisai. My family moved us to California when I was about 6 months old. So I was raised in Central Valley of California. I have a great mother and father that supports my decisions and sets my mind straight. I have a younger brother that looks up to me, and he knows that I'm trying to be the best role model I can be, even though the distance is pretty far. I have an amazing, beautiful wife that motivates me every day, brings out the best in me. She's my best friend and my life partner, and I'm the luckiest guy in the world to have her by my side. The day I graduated back in 2012, right after the day I graduated, I was on my way to sign my contract for the U.S. Army and devote my next couple years of life to the Army in the United States of America. I've been in the Army for about 2.5 years now. I'm actually lucky enough to have Hawaii as my first duty station, and now I'm here in the Philippines training with great Filipino soldiers.
Absolutely. I appreciate you sharing that. Talk about the experience that you're having there. I mean, you're back home where you were born. Talk about the training, the working together, you know, from your perspective.
Yeah. So it's a great feeling to be able to come back to the country I was born in and help them in any way I can. We've been sharing our fighting tactics and the way the U.S. Army operates. They're willing to learn as much as they can to fight the enemy in their country. I haven't had the opportunity to go overseas and on a combat deployment, but I'm here sharing the knowledge that the U.S. Army has given me the last couple years, and I'm sharing that knowledge with the Filipino soldiers today in these last couple days. So the last couple days. They operate here in the jungles of the Philippines on the same island. Terrorists are on the same exact island they live on, you know. So you would think that it's a lot more dangerous to be fighting on their home territory.
Yeah, that must be interesting, living on the same island like that. Wow. So talk about the training that you're doing together. I imagine, I know Colonel Kelly, I think, told me a few calls back from Australia how the American soldiers and their soldiers were learning from each other. Are you having that experience too?
Oh, yeah, it's a great experience, you know. We've done a great job, like, integrating with our counterparts. Whenever we do training exercises, we mix in with their soldiers just so, like, they can get a hands-on and, like, feel how we do things. And, you know, you can see it in their eyes. They're willing to learn. They're willing to learn from our Army. Every day they're giving it the best they can. They're always paying attention. They're always taking notes. We've been having a lot of classes just about how we operate, and they're always taking notes, always paying attention. Even though we have that language barrier, they're still trying the best they can. And they're always asking questions, like just trying to get as much information about everything that the U.S. Army does.
How did it feel? Actually, you were a baby when you left. Had you talked to anybody you knew in the Philippines while you were there?
Yeah, I was actually keeping contact with a bunch of my cousins on Facebook. That's the only way we can communicate. You know, I let them know I was here back in the Philippines for a little bit, and they understood. You know, I'm not able to go see them just because our schedule's so tight. And I told them, you know, they understand. They know I'm not here for like a personal trip. They know I'm here just for business. You know, so I'm hoping in a couple of years I can come back, bring my wife here, bring my family, because my wife hasn't been to the Philippines yet. So it'd be a great opportunity to be able to come back with my wife and show her where I'm from, things that my family back in here, how they do things, and just the whole cultural life, the whole cultural lifestyle here, because it's a lot different than being back in California.
Yeah, I would imagine that's true, sure. Yep. Well, thank you for sharing all this. Is there any message you'd like to send out to the American people, to folks listening, about continuing to support you all and really all of our troops?
Well, I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Is anything you'd like to share with the American people about maybe continuing to support you all or all of our troops?
Oh, yeah. You know, we always recognize the people that give back, like to give back to the U.S. Army or even the other branches. We're really thankful. We notice it. I just want to say thank you to everybody that supports us. And that's about it.
Okay. How about a shout-out to your family and friends?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm not sure if my parents are listening right now because they work. I'm pretty sure my brother's at work right now, too. So I just want to let them know that I miss them, and I'll be home hopefully in a couple months. I know my wife's listening. I just want to let her know that I miss her. I'll be home in about a week. That's about it.
Okay. I'll be sending Captain Roman an email about a half hour from now after we go off the air, and there'll be a way that anybody that you want to know about this can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, thank you again for your service to our country.
Thank you, sir. I'm proud to be able to give back.
Thank you.
I'm going to hand the phone off to Captain Garwitz.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Hey, sir. This is Andy Garwitz again.
That was great. I appreciate the information shared by all four of you. Is there anything you'd like to add? But also I'd like to give you another opportunity to give a shout-out to family and friends back home.
Sure. I'll speak for a minute, and then I'll hand the phone back to Colonel Galicia.
Okay.
You know, I've learned two big things since I've been over here. Number one is there's a lot more in the U.S. Army has a lot more in common with the Philippine Army than first meets the eye. We share a lot of the same tactics. Our doctrine is the same. We conduct our operations in similar fashions. And they've just got an amazing and opening, very welcoming culture that just kind of blends itself well to working with another army. So it's really neat working side to side them. Once you boil it down and get down to the basic level, there's a lot, like I said, there's just a lot more in common than first meets the eye. And the second lesson I've learned over here is that we need to do this. You know, we need to continue to do exercises like this. It's not just an incredible experience for my soldiers and those are lucky enough to come over here, but it's just great working with a partner country. I know they're learning a lot, and we're learning a lot as well. You know, we face the Philippine Army has been facing insurgency for a long time now, and so we've got a lot that we can learn from them as far as counterinsurgency, as far as how to operate in the jungle. These guys are world-class fighters in an extremely harsh environment, so there's just like I said, a lot that we can learn from them. And the only way to do that is by working side beside them. So, like I said before, it's an incredible opportunity. We're going to Cabana Salon here in a couple of days on a tour, and you know it's another example of U.S. Army working with a host nation for a successful operation, and that kind of helps put in perspective as well as far as what we can accomplish when working with other countries. But I'll give a quick shout out to my family back home. Love you all. Can't wait to see you all and show off our new baby girl, hopefully coming around in about a month after I get back. To my wife listening in, I love you and can't wait to come back home to you in a few days, babe. That being said, I'll hand the phone off to Colonel Galicia for final comments, Bob.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. To the service.
Hello.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Do you have some final comments you'd like to share? Maybe not just with the American people, but people maybe are listening in your country too.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to thank the United States government for this continuing training enhancement for us here in the Philippines, and we have learned a lot of the approach during the integration training as well as during the demonstrations. And still, we have a lot of learning needs for this so that we could be able to at least integrate the kind of doctrine that we want into by preparing it during or the conventional ways of solving contingency conflict later. And it is very important for the Philippine government for us to learn more on this kind of training. And I'd like also to thank my commanders, my superior, for giving me a chance to become the training director of this small unit training, the first ever platoon-to-platoon level exercise. This could be able to make me more confident on the kind of job that I've been to as a commandant of the division's training school. And the company under Captain Garwick and his men have been doing good here, and we thank them for, because despite of some communication barrier here with my personnel, with my troops, yet as they mentioned, that we try to make sure that we could be able to understand, and even small things that we could be able to make sure that the training could be well understood from the officers down to the last men or small units or the squad leaders to the infantrymen of the squad. So, and for you there in Hawaii, thank you. I have also my relatives in Hawaii, and also have my relatives and aunts at California. Hello there. Yeah. Hello, Auntie, and hello, Auntie in Hawaii. I'm here. Regards to everyone there, and regards to your stations there. For me, for the Filipino people, for my superiors, again, thank you, and good afternoon to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Carl. I appreciate it. And we'll get a link to you so your family and friends can listen too, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, folks, I'm not sure if Captain Garwick's come back. You there?
Yep, this is Captain Garwick again.
Okay, great. Wow, it's a great program you put together. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you, the way you shared. What we'll do is I'll get you the link so they can all get it out to their family and friends, and so it was neat the way the Colonel gave a shout out too, and so people can listen 24/7 afterwards. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, and hope to see you not too far down the road here at Schofield Barracks.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Okay, thank you, Captain Garwitz. Appreciate it. talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Folks, you've been listening here on TalkingWithHeroes.com, a call-in program from the Philippines. We talked with Captain Andrew Garwitz. We talked with Specialist Mark Abraham and Sergeant Joseph Forestuelo, and also Colonel Galicia, who is the training officer for the Filipino 7th Infantry Division and commandant of the Filipino Divisional Training School. So I always ask this of everybody listening, but if you really like what you just heard, please share the program with everybody you can. It seems to me when we hear things like this coming from, especially overseas like this, hearing things that are not being heard much over the media, then we need to all join together and be the media. I've said that before in Iraq and Afghanistan, too. And just so share the program. We'll post this on Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, and so look for it there. Connect with us there. And so thank you for listening. And to all of our men and women who are serving now around the world, to your families and veterans in your families, thank you for your service to our country. And to all of our areas serving right now where you may be in harm's way, first of all, we look forward to you coming home. Be safe. Stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.